Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 25th of February 2026. Weakly bonded old snow requires caution. In particular, however, the danger of wet avalanches will increase. All day it applies above 1800-meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above 1800-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2400-meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, we have a wet snow problem, especially in the aspects east to south to west. Avalanches can be released in the old snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases on west, north and east facing slopes. This applies in case of a single winter sport participant. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular above approximately 1,800 meters. In their paths, avalanches can entrain the wet snow. This extends the avalanche runout distances. The fresh wind slabs are prone to triggering in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. As a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation, small and medium-sized wet avalanches are to be expected. This applies in particular on very steep sunny slopes and at the base of rock walls. The runout zones are to be treated with caution. And now the snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. Outgoing longwave radiation during the night will be good at times. The weather conditions as the day progresses will give rise to thorough wetting of the snowpack. This applies especially on very steep sunny slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Thursday, the 26th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.